Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine at the University of Oxford and past President of the European Society of Medical Oncology. And today I'd like to talk a little about adjuvant chemotherapy for rectal cancer. This has been one of these areas in which we've been poorly served by the data. Many small clinical trials which are underpowered haven't really been able to demonstrate a clear survival benefit. There's a very recent paper published in Annals of Oncology by two good friends of mine, Lars Palmen and Bengt Glimelius. And what they've done is they've used the fantastic Swedish cancer registry data to look at routine use of adjuvant chemotherapy for stage 3 rectal cancer patients. And because of the quality of the data linkage in the different Swedish counties between treatment delivered and outcome, they've given us a really, I think, fascinating insight into the potential survival benefits of radiotherapy. What they've shown is that of the 450 or so patients that they studied, that those who received adjuvant chemotherapy had 5-year survival rates of around 65% compared to 45% for those who did not. This wasn't a randomised study, so of course there are potential biases open. Difficult to imagine that a bias would lead to a survival difference of that sort, but you could argue it both ways. Perhaps you would choose patients who are fitter for adjuvant chemotherapy who may have a better prognosis, or you could argue the converse, that those with a more phenotypically aggressive tumour, it might be selected in that way. So the potential for bias is real, but I think unlikely to play a major role. The only other major European large study in which has shown a survival benefit was our own QUASAR trial, in which we looked at a randomised trial. There were rectal cancer patients, but they were predominantly stage 2. And again, there we saw an overall survival benefit for the subgroup of rectal cancer patients. So putting these data together, I think, provides useful evidence of the survival benefits of 6 months of fluoropyrimidine-based adjuvant chemotherapy for stage 3 rectal cancer patients. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll be very keen in comments or any feedback you'd like to provide. Thanks again.